Chapter 50. The Flying Dutchman circled Earth in a high-altitude, slightly elliptical orbit, remaining at or above jump distance at all times, and also constantly wrapped in a stealth field with defensive shield projectors active. When the authorities on the homeworld needed to talk with Senior Colonel Chang, they simply broadcasted an encrypted message that was relayed and repeated by several satellites. To reply, the Dutchman's crew had to route messages through multiple satellites via tight beam signal, making for a time lag of 1/2 to 2 seconds. It was not optimal. It was necessary. The Dutchman was not alone. Also near Earth was the recently formed Sixth Fleet, composed of every United Nations warship that was not safely and inconveniently beyond the wormhole at Forward Operating Base Jaguar. The Sixth Fleet was more of a morale-boosting publicity tool to reassure the increasingly nervous public of the planet that they were protected against alien bombardment, even if the Jupiter cloud was still partially blocking sunlight from reaching the surface. The tedious efforts of Skippy and Valkyrie's crew had been producing measurable results before the solar flare program came to an abrupt halt due to events Chang would rather not dwell on. He had not been involved. He would never have agreed to participate in an action that was treasonous to humanity. That the conspirators had known he would not join them was of little comfort. He had seen the hesitation when certain UNEF command officials discussed sensitive information with him. None of that mattered. Perhaps nothing mattered. There was no sign of additional enemy ships approaching Earth. Though with scarce resources, it was not possible for the tiny UN Navy to monitor all emergence points of the closest two wormholes. There were faint sensor readings that could be Maxalt's scout ships jumping in and out of the solar system, plus even less reliable data that might be the presence of Rindaloo ships. UNEF Command had contacted the Rindaloo blockade force in orbit, asking whether they intended to protect Earth under the terms of the treaty that was still being negotiated, but the Spiders had not responded. The nations of UNEF had not decided what, if anything, they would or could do if the Maxalts followed through on their threat. While waiting for the threat to emerge, officials from every UNEF nation were engaged in a rousing game of who is to blame, with Senior Colonel Chang caught in the middle. "Nagata," he said patiently, seated in his cramped office with the door closed. "You have to talk with them."
"No,"
she answered frostily.
"I do not."
"Then please understand that I have to request you to talk with them."
"So noted, Colonel Chang. You may consider yourself to have discharged your duty."
"I wish it were that simple."
"It is simple. They keep asking the same questions over and over. Why did Bishop not know there was a risk of Skippy being pulled into higher dimensions when the Sentinel went into hibernation? Why did you not know? Why did I not know?" "It's simple. Because Skippy did not anticipate any of that happening. He is the expert, if we have one. He did not expect the Sentinel to seize the far event horizon of Valkyrie's jump wormhole. He did not expect the Sentinel to hold Valkyrie in a force field and pull it into other dimensions when it went into hibernation. He did not expect the thing to go into hibernation at all. It was only supposed to inform others of its kind that the wake-up order they received was not valid."
Chang knew all that. He had been asked the questions multiple times by UNEF Command. The current danger faced by the people of Earth was far more serious than a handful of ancient killing machines randomly wandering aimlessly around the galaxy. The actions of Bishop and of Skippy had, against all odds, somehow made a terrible situation worse by resulting in the disappearance of the Elder AI, and with him, the last bargaining chip Earth held. "Have you been able to guess why that Sentinel also retreated into hibernation?"
"No," she sighed. "I can only guess that it was tired and looking for an excuse to rest. It had been active for a very long time, active and alone. As much as a Sentinel is capable of thinking for itself, it must have recognized that it was damaged and its programming called for it to retreat from our local space-time. It is also possible," she paused, "that Skippy unintentionally enabled it to pull itself into another dimension. The sensor data I have access to is very limited. However, it appears the Sentinel used Skippy's connection between dimensions to release itself from its anchor here. Skippy and the ship being pulled in with it may have been a side effect, not the Sentinel's goal."
Well, perhaps we will never know.
Does it matter?
I suppose not.
Colonel Chang, she interrupted. They are here.
He was in the command chair in less than a minute, watching in growing horror as more and more enemy warships appeared in a sphere around Earth. 4,000, then 6, then 8.
Colonel Chang,
Nagatha called for his attention.
I have extremely bad news. Among the ships that just jumped in are approximately 600 belonging to the Rindaloo. They do not have targeting sensors aimed at the Maxalts, nor are they taking up position to prevent an attack against Earth.
Sir, his XO asked from the Combat Information Center. Your orders? He considered his options, which were few, and none of them were good. In moments, the strength of damping fields saturating the area would block the Dutchman's ability to jump. Overlapping sensor fields would also soon render the ship's sophisticated stealth useless, and the Flying Dutchman's weapons were never much of a threat to either of the senior species. Jump away? Live to fight again? No. He was tired of running. He was simply tired. Tired of fighting. Tired of living in constant fear. Drop stealth, he ordered. Keep weapons offline.
Sir?
The executive officer stared.
At this point, I believe the only thing we can do is provide advice to UNEF Command if requested. That will be easier if we can communicate directly.
Stealth field deactivated, Nagatha ended the brief debate. The Maxalks are requesting to talk.
Good. Then,
with you.
Me?
They are being very insistent. If you do not reply within 1 minute, they intend to strike targets on Earth.
Shit!
Jabbing the transmit button with a thumb, he cleared his throat.
This is Senior Colonel Kong Chang.
He stated his family name last, per UNEF protocol.
I am not authorized to speak for the United Nations. If you wish to discuss terms, you should...
We do not know them,
a familiar voice said, dripping with disdain.
We do know you, though your very existence displeases us. We will only speak with you.
I am not authorized to. Your level of authority makes no difference to us. While you are a minor criminal compared to Bishop, you are responsible for heinous acts against our people and must answer for your crimes.
Am I? Chang reminded himself not to make the situation any worse. Do I have the honor of speaking with Admiral Reichert, commander of the Maxalk's Hegemony Armed Forces?
You do. And your attempted flattery amuses me. Listen carefully, Chang. We are here to punish you, and your entire species, for the numerous criminal acts committed by yourself and by the crew you call the Merry Band of Pirates. Most especially for the crime of being stupid and arrogant by interfering in affairs beyond your understanding. We of the Maxalk's Hegemony are not without mercy, so you will have one chance to save your civilization.
We, Chang licked his very dry lips.
Appreciate your offer of mercy, he said slowly, while tapping out a message to UNEF Command on his tablet.
The message read, Request Instructions. He hit the send button.
Give us the codes, Reichert snarled.
Codes?
Chang played dumb, playing for time.
Do not toy with me, pitiful human. The codes to deactivate the Elder weapons you recklessly, criminally placed in our territory. And that of the Rindaloo,
he added as an afterthought.
We can't give you those codes, Chang stalled, willing his tablet to show a reply.
You can't, or you won't, Reichert demanded. If you don't have the codes, then we have nothing to discuss.
The truth was Chang could not provide the codes because he didn't have them. No one did. Because of humanity's pitiful cybersecurity, Skippy had not entrusted the codes to anyone. It didn't matter anyway. Nagatha had explained to UNEF Command many times that the codes were only part of the equation. Only an Elder Master Control AI could communicate with the safety mechanism he used to control those weapons. Nagatha explained it was like a dog whistle, where the weapons were listening in a frequency that only an AI like Skippy could produce. But he couldn't tell that to the Maxalks.
We can't give you the codes because you would then use those weapons against us,
or against the Rindaloo. You lie. We have long suspected the Skippy entity did not trust your primitive species with the codes. You do not have them, and with the entity gone from our spacetime, you have no way of preventing the weapons from activating when the Tiberns expire. That is not true. Chang felt his protest sounded lame even to himself. The tablet finally popped up an order from UNEF. It read simply, "Stall for time." That was perhaps the least helpful order he had ever received. "We have the codes," he insisted. "What we do not have is any assurance that you will not destroy our homeworld anyway after we provide the codes. Inferiors like you deserve no such assurances. Therefore, we will provide no such..." Another voice entered the conversation. Even through the translator, Chang recognized the dry wheezing of a Rindaloo. "We will provide assurances. If you can..." The transmission cut off. "Nagata?" The ship's AI sounded, despite the dire situation, amused. "I believe that was not part of the deal the Maxulks agreed to with the spiders." "Can I speak with UNEF Command now?" "No," she answered. "All communications in the area are being jammed." "We wait then. Wait and think. What would Bishop do?" Considering that Bishop was dead and had gotten humanity's greatest asset stranded in another dimension, perhaps the leader of the Merry Band of Pirates was not the best role model. "We have agreed," Reichert spoke again, sooner than Chang expected. "If you provide the codes to both of us," he added with obvious reluctance, "your world will be spared, though your primitive people will be banned from star travel permanently." "Do the Rindaloo agree?" he asked.
"Yes," came the simple reply in the raspy voice of a spider.
"I will need to contact my leadership," Chang spoke slowly, following orders to drag out the discussions. "Of course. We understand."
Reichert was suddenly, unexpectedly reasonable. His voice hardened.
"You have 3 of your minutes to comply."
3 minutes? That is not enough time to...
3 minutes! The Supreme Commander of the Hegemony Military roared. "At the end of that time, we will commence bombardment of your world. As a courtesy to you, as one military officer to another, I will tell you that we plan for our bombardment to be slow and methodical. Consider the terror your people will feel as our weapons strike all around them, growing closer and closer, and dust and smoke fills the air, blocking out even more sunlight. The terror will continue until either you provide the codes or the last of your miserable people fall prey to our weapons. You now have less than 2 minutes.
Chang lifted his thumb off the transmit button.
"I am open to ideas," he said, looking into the CIC.
"Tell them," the executive officer spoke before the idea had fully formed in her mind, "that the codes aren't here. For safekeeping, they're at Fob Jaguar."
"Ah," Chang shook his head. "They won't believe it. I wouldn't believe that. It is too obvious a stalling tactic since we no longer have access to Jaguar. But," he tapped his chin, "Nagata, could you fake a set of codes?"
"Fake them?
Throw together something that looks plausible."
He was aware that he was proposing a very Bishop idea, though that man would have used the word bullshit at least once.
"Colonel Chang, it is very likely the Maxulks, certainly the Rindaloo, will see through any attempt at deception."
"Do you have a better suggestion?"
"Unfortunately, no. Start working on it."
"This is a risky..."
"Do it," he ordered, one eye on the clock. Less than 1 minute remained. With a start, he realized the Maxulks allowed him to contact his leadership, and he had not done that. He couldn't pretend to provide codes that he hadn't requested.
"Nagata, I'm going to contact Command. I need you to somehow make it look like they are sending the codes to us. Can you do that?"
"This is all..." She was flustered. "I am not accustomed to deception."
"Can you do it?"
"Yes. I am able to communicate with Grumpy in a way the enemy is unable to intercept. Wait. Yes, Grumpy told me he is arranging for a packet of highly encrypted data to be transmitted to us. The packet will be meaningless, you understand."
"Yes."
Mashing his thumb down on the transmit button, he called,
"UNEF Command, this is Chang.
Please provide the deactivation codes. Chang? This is General Urquhart. An unfamiliar voice responded. What the hell are you playing? Codes received. Thank you. He drew a finger across his neck and Nagatha terminated the transmission.
Your time is up, Reichert announced, only moments later. Nagatha, are we ready?
One moment. Grumpy is sending the packet now. Yes, ready.
Admiral Reichert, we are sending the codes now.
He crooked a finger, and on the display, Nagatha responded with package transmitted.
The decryption key will be sent to you by...
Reichert almost laughed.
There is no need to provide a key. Your encryption is so crude, one of our children could break it.
Yes, well, you will of course need to verify the codes. To do that, we will provide the location of one Elder weapon in Maxalk's territory and one in the territory of the Rindaloo. You will each need to travel to those locations and broadcast the codes in the specific sequence listed in the file.
Closing his eyes, he prayed for good luck. It would take weeks for the two senior species to travel to the bogus location he would provide, then back to Earth, where by then UNEF Command could apologize for any confusion, and hopefully by then have a plan better than stalling for time.
Once you have verified the codes are legitimate, we will provide the location of all the Elder weapons we planted.
Yes, yes, Reichert snapped, irritated.
Also, Chang tried to project a confidence he did not feel. The codes we provided will only deactivate the weapons. They can't be used to...
You lie,
came the raspy voice of Arindaloo.
We will not allow, Chang continued, you to have full control of the weapons. So,
you lie, human.
The Rindaloo stated.
We are familiar with Elder Command codes. The set you transmitted are false. Admiral Reichert, we must conclude the humans do not have access to the codes to reset the timers on the weapons in our territories. Those weapons will activate and devastate many star systems occupied by both of our peoples. Humans must pay the price for their arrogance. We have no objection to you opening fire on this world.
Wait, Chang shouted. The transmission must have been garbled, or you decrypted the file incorrectly.
We will send... Human, we expected you to deceive us. We gave you a chance, more than you deserved, Reichert said. Whether Sentinels exterminate all life in the galaxy is now beyond your control, but we can assure that your species becomes extinct. All units, commence bombardment on my signal.
Wait,
Chang pleaded. Wait for what? What could he say? Nothing.
Enemy is opening railgun launch tube doors, Nagatha warned. Colonel Chang, if you are going to do anything, this is the time. I don't...
Hey! A very familiar voice joined the conversation.
How come we weren't invited to this party?